Hello, this is Dr. Christiane Northrup. My new books, The Secret Pleasures of Menopause and The Secret Pleasures of Menopause Playbook, are now available from Hay House. And I'll be talking about how you can learn to experience pleasure, prosperity, and fulfillment beyond your wildest dreams during my live appearances this year. For more details on my work and how you can adopt a vibrant, healthy lifestyle at any age, please visit my website and become a member of my exciting online community of wildly magnificent women and some good men, the Women's Wisdom Circle at www.drnorthrup.com. Osteoporosis, I know you hear all kinds of things about it, particularly because of the ads for bone-building drugs that are all over television. But the truth is, should our bones be dissolving to the point where we're all getting fractures? I think not. We have some data that shows that bones were much denser 100 years ago, probably because people got so much exercise and so much natural sunlight, you couldn't help it. You lived in an agrarian society, and you had to do hard work, and you were outside. But right now, we really do have too many women suffering from osteoporosis, but it's not normal. It's natural right now. Well, it's not natural. It's normal. Yes, it's not natural. It shouldn't be happening. As I speak this, my mother is about to take off for Nepal, and then she's going to go to the Everest base camp. Trek to the Everest base camp at 17,000 feet, and she is 84 years old and has never been on a hormone or a drug for her bones. And so I just know that I'm not worried about her bones. But she hikes a lot and she's outside a lot. And so what can you do? First of all, understand that peak bone mass is something that is achieved in your teens and 20s. So if you've had an eating disorder like bulimia or anorexia or whatever, you are more apt to start out with less bone mass than you should have. The good news is bone is living tissue for your entire life. And it's created by a balance of osteoblasts, which lay down new bone, and osteoclasts, which absorb and digest old bone so that you constantly have new bone growing. The way to increase new bone is weight-bearing exercise. The work of Miriam Nelson down at Tufts have shown that when women do 2 40-minute periods of weight-bearing exercise with weights twice a week, they are able to build bone and maintain it as well as those who are on estrogen. This is women who are postmenopausal, because we lose up to 15% of our bone mass once we go through menopause. But if you started with a high bone mass, no problem. You can lose 15-20% of your bone mass and never get a fracture, depending on the quality of your bones. The other thing we have now, of course, is an epidemic of vitamin D deficiency. And we find that those who are most apt to get fractures are the ones whose vitamin D levels are in the lowest 25% of all people studied. So get your vitamin D level checked. It should be between 40 and 100 nanograms per ml. Then you also need to take minerals like calcium and magnesium. But here is a little known fact, and that is probably the epidemic of osteoporosis that we are seeing in our culture is more a result of a high acid diet than any other factor. High acid is produced by too much sugar and too much protein, particularly animal protein. When your diet is high in vegetables and plant foods, it's an alkaline diet. You want a diet that's mostly alkaline. And what happens when the diet is acid is every night while you're sleeping, in order to keep your blood alkaline at the right pH, your body will actually remove calcium and minerals from bone to keep the blood alkaline. So if you follow a diet that's already alkaline, your body will not have to rob your bones, which are in fact a huge metabolic store of pH rising or pH increasing calcium. So there is good evidence, however, if you have really bad bone mass, drugs like Fosamax, alendronate taken for 5 years or less has been shown to decrease the risk of hip fractures by 50%. Now, this is a double-edged sword because drugs like Fosamax can also cause bone to become very dense and old and brittle. So the problem with that is there may be an increased risk for root canals or osteonecrosis of the jawline. It's troubling. On the other hand, there is a place for drugs of that nature. I would prefer, however, that you do everything in your ability to keep your bones healthy. Oh, and by the way, smoking is directly associated with osteoporosis. Smoking not only poisons your ovaries, it poisons your bones. There are many, many things you can do to prevent osteoporosis, and most of them involve natural things that you can do on your own without drugs. Thanks for listening. This is Dr. Christian Northrup. If you have any other topics you'd like me to discuss, please let me know by visiting my website, www.drnorthrup.com. I also invite you to join my online community, the Women's Wisdom Circle. It's filled with information and resources on how you too can adopt a healthy, brilliant, vibrant lifestyle at any age.
The contents of this podcast are for informational purposes only and are not a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified health provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Neither Dr. Northrup nor the Hay House Publishing Group is responsible for any adverse effects resulting from your use of or reliance on any information contained in any podcast.